Hawks go after the puck. Lacombe chased down by Athanasiou, still working hard. 3 seconds, 2-1, a great job by the entire Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club, winning over the Hawks by a 4-0 count.
What a team win. Well executed. And the Anaheim Ducks coaching staff just gave this Ducks team the perfect template for success here. We're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's. And well, the Anaheim Ducks just one goal away from giving us five, which would have given us, of course, the free chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. That would have been nice, but, you know, you can't get too greedy. You got to just accept the 4-0 win.
Hey, one step at a time, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Well, we're going to keep you here for the next minute or two, and then Emerson will join Alexis Downey up here in the booth with our post-game festivities. Hey, want to remind you as we begin our post-game show, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. So make it count. I think Emerson wants to get over there for the post game. Okay, so be it. He's excited about this win over the Chicago Blackhawks by a 4-0 count. We'll be taking a break in just a moment here. I want to remind you that the Anaheim Ducks will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning on Sunday here at Honda Center. Play-by-play time is 5:30 for you fans coming here in attendance to Honda Center on the final game of the homestand. We're on the air on our pregame coverage at 5 o'clock Sunday here on Duck Stream. So again, the final, Anaheim 4, Chicago nothing. We'll take a timeout when we come back after the commercial break. You'll be joined by Emerson and Alexis with our post-game coverage right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
See See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks take down the Chicago Blackhawks tonight, 4-0, their first shutout of the season, and Lukáš Dostál's first shutout of his young NHL career, an exciting one at Honda Center tonight. Alongside Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. We're excited about this one tonight. Emmer, I mean, a great performance from the Anaheim Ducks throughout it.
It was just a great team effort from the Ducks, and look, this was a team that was just different. After that first period, they played a solid first period, but they just weren't generating shots. And they came out with an okay shot quantity, but everything happened there late. They had a couple great shifts to end the period, and something was said. I still believe something went on in that locker room because they were just a different team. They were connecting more on passing, and their passing plays were more methodical, and they were shooting better. So it was just, it's more fun, AD, when you win.
Absolutely. Alex Killorn, a two-point night with two goals. Brett Leason, also a two-point night, a goal and an assist for him. We're going to get into the highlights now from this one. Starting in the first period, it was Ross Johnston getting into it with Tenorti early into the game, halfway through. And Tenorti, if you remember going back to that last meeting with the Blackhawks, got into it late in the game with McTavish. So that's what happened in the first period here.
That he's a speedster, and he's not really talked about as being a speedster. And here comes the fight.
Jared Tenorti for Chicago is going to take on a heavyweight, Johnston, who throws a couple of short rights right across the chin. Another right by Tenorti. They're going at it, standing straight up. Oh, a couple of left-hand shakes by Johnston, a right hand on the veteran Tenorti. And both can handle themselves here. Oh, there's a right to the side of Johnston's face, an uppercut. Still going at it. Johnston knocks him down. And that decision, I'm going to give it to Ross Johnston, but it was a close one.
It's a nothing-nothing hockey game when that went down, and we always... There's been multiple times this season you and IAD have just discussed when is that perfect time to drop the mitts. And Ross Johnston, nothing, taking ownership against Jared Tenorti, who, former teammate of mine at the National Development Program, good buddy of mine. But look, I think Ross got the better of him, got the takedown. It was a back-and-forth tilt, a lot of bombs being thrown, and it was just certainly a fun one, and I know it really jazzed up, at least for Ross Johnston's sake, this Anaheim Ducks team.
And especially in that first period, the Ducks really not being able to generate much. They were getting the ozone time, but were not getting shots off in that period. Only 7 shots on goal for them in the first. No goal scored on either side. Going into the second, scoreless, it was Ducks Alex Killorn getting the first goal of the game just 3:10 into that second period.
Wow. I mean, he continues to shoot. He wants that 30th goal, Steve.
Here's a shot off to the left of the goaltender, and the Ducks score. A shot from just inside the blue line. It appeared like Alex Killorn's the guy that deflected the shot in behind goaltender Soderblom. And the Anaheim Ducks are on the board first at 3:10 of the second period on a redirect tally off the stick of Alex Killorn.
deflection into the back of the net, and he did it again tonight.
Good job, AD. I think it was because of your interview he popped off here tonight. So good stuff. And, hey, keep sitting down with him.
Okay.
I think as long as you sit down with him more, good things are going to happen. And I think you're, you know, he was right on that. I think it was just questions that, once again, I mentioned it right after that, AD, great questions by you. And look, he brought it here tonight. Some success. He got back to his foundation, what made him such a solid goal scorer in this league. More than, of course, a depth goal scorer, but he was never maybe a first-line guy in Tampa. He's getting his opportunity here in Anaheim, and it was six games heading into this game where he hadn't, or it was six games ago where he scored his last goal. And, you know, I mentioned as a player, you fight it mentally. You overthink certain situations. He didn't overthink a thing out there. He was just really get him to the net. And how about just that second one? What a well-placed shot. So both his goals, different facets being scored in different areas, but he got it done, and what a night from Killer.
Great to see that from Killer tonight. Really exciting stuff that he was able to help the Ducks get this win tonight against Chicago. The next goal in this game, though, coming from Brett Leeson, someone who had previous success against the Chicago team in the last meeting, this time 9:34 into the period, getting the Ducks that two-goal lead.
Mintikoff stops forward progress by the Hawks. Here comes Anaheim racing back. A score! There's Brett Leeson with the goal to make it 2-0 for the Anaheim Ducks.
Brett Leeson with the howitzer on the Ozone entry. He winds that twig back and unleashes it, going right over the right pad of goaltender Arvid Soderblom. What a shot. What a goal. 2-0 Ducks.
It was the team for Brett Leeson.
Yeah, it really is. And he's just, I don't know, I'm so proud of him. I really feel proud of Brett Leeson and just the situation that he finds himself in. A lot of the games, third, fourth line, heading into this game, he was placed on the third line. He just maximizes it, right? Coming out with 2 points, and that's what really good third liners do. But, you know, that's a top six night there for Brett Leeson. He's a guy who's been earning his ice time, being bumped up into that top six position when there have been injuries, and he showed well there. The Ducks team, of course, Leo Carlson going down with injury. He left tonight's game, unfortunately, and hopefully besides that, you know, the Ducks stay healthy. We want Leo back as quick as possible. Hopefully he's doing all right, and maybe it's not as serious as it looked like, him not being able to put weight on it, unfortunately, leaving the ice. But, look, this is a Ducks team who's probably at its healthiest in a long time, and it certainly helps, especially against teams that, for lack of a better term, you should win. You should beat a Chicago Blackhawks team, and they went out and did it tonight.
You talk about Leo's injury. Well, he went knee-to-knee with Alex Vlasic and immediately went down in pain with just under 4 minutes to go in the second period there. Didn't return back to the game, that lower body injury, as Emerson said, hoping that he's doing all right. We haven't got an update on him, but did not return back into this game tonight. However, the Ducks were able to keep it rolling without him, and Alex Killorn got his second goal of the game, a snipe, 18-26 at the end of that second period.
Here's an opportunity, Zellweger down low, shot coming, score! Gets another one. Alex Killorn makes it 3-0 with 1:34 left in the second period.
After two periods of play, moving into the third, well, the Ducks took issue to that knee-to-knee collision with Vlasic and Carlson as Ryan Strom dropped the gloves with Vlasic right after the puck dropped in that third period.
3-0 Anaheim. We'll play at home here on Sunday to end this particular stand. We got another fight. Vlasic is being pounded a little bit by Ryan Strom. A right hand on Vlasic. A left by Strom. A right. Another right. Missing right by Vlasic. And you know what this is all about, because Vlasic was the guy involved in the knee-to-knee collision with Leo Carlson last period. And that for the Ducks, say, hey, you can't do that. Fight finished, and I'm sure that little episode finished as well.
So, Emerson, for the couple times we've seen Ryan Strom drop the gloves this year, I mean, he gets it done.
Yeah, and after that fight, I on air, hey, Vlasic, did you learn your lesson on that one? I did drop that, and because that was Ryan Strom showing up, supporting his teammate Leo Carlson, taking a, you know, exception, and wow, I mean, that's just good to see. You're up by quite a few goals at that moment in time, and to do that, I think that just puts the team morale at a whole nother level after seeing that one. He's 3-0 on fights this season. If I'm not mistaken, I haven't even checked that stat, but I am almost positive, and he's had two really good prior fights. He bode well in both of those tilts and comes out with another solid fight in that effort.
And then moving along in that third period, the Ducks still up 3 goals. They get one more. Frank Vatrano on the power play. He gets his 30th goal of the season. Awesome to see him finally get that number, and what a goal it was.
Cam Fowler goes to make the play. Here's a chance for Vatrano. Scores! Snaps it by Soderblom on a power play, and it's 4-0 for Anaheim.
Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
And we're back with the post-game show. The Ducks getting an exciting 4-0 win today over the Blackhawks at Honda Center in this one tonight. Some stats for you. The Blackhawks, though, outshooting the Ducks in this one, 29-25. Emerson and I just went through all the highlights in it, and just a great team performance, especially in that second and third period from the group in this one tonight.
Yeah, it was just through and through. Everyone just sticking up for one another, and you got to love seeing a guy like Brett Leeson. We talked about it, but, you know, he gets 1-1 here tonight. That's huge. You got the Dosewall coming out with a shutout. He performed great. Seems like every time this, you know, his last few starts for him, his Ducks team has just played really well in front of him. And they were dictating the play. That's what I just enjoyed watching this Ducks team, you know, most about tonight, is just their ability to really take ownership of that puck. And there was some turnovers there early on. First 5-10 minutes of the game, there was a lot of unforced turnovers for the Anaheim Ducks. But really, from the final couple minutes of that first period on, it was all Anaheim Ducks tonight.
And a couple stats we have about this game tonight, thanks to producer Steph. The first shutout for the Ducks since January 2023 when they shut out Dallas. That was John Gibson in net. And, of course, the first shutout for Lukáš Dostál in the NHL for him. The last shutout that he had in general was January 2023 in the American Hockey League with the San Diego Gulls, which he had back-to-back shutouts at the time.
He's a stud, and he'll continue to just play better and better and better. And he's just looking like he could have the potential of just being a top-notch National Hockey League goaltender, mm-hmm. all-star goaltender. I mean, he is so dialed off the ice, a transition on the ice, and he played really well tonight.
I remember I had a conversation with Jeff Merrick earlier this year, and he just said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when for Lukáš Dostál, when he gets more playing time, more opportunities on the ice. And just, I feel like we've seen that a lot this season, just kind of the back and forth between Gibson and Dostál splitting more time.
Yeah, and I feel like early on in Gibby's career, right, it was just out of the gate. He was playing on much more competitive teams. But look, he is nowhere as seasoned as he is now. So, I mean, time will tell, mm-hmm. but good things to come for Lukáš Dostál.
Absolutely. Let's get to our text messages. If you want to shoot us a text, feel free to 714-940-2950. The first message we have here: great game, Ducks. Lukáš Dostál's first career shutout with a lot of exclamation points. Oh my goodness, getting a tongue twister there. But excited about it, of course. Another one here: you shall not pass Dostál the wall. The Ducks played strong for the entire 60 minutes. Would have been nice to get free chicken, but a Blackhawks butt whooping was much better. Hope Carlson is okay. Go Ducks.
Hey, how about that language? That was the same kind of language I'm sure we would have heard if we were a little bit more towards ice level and the players going back and forth with one another all game long. And I already got my Chick-fil-A app downloaded. I'm already ready for when the Ducks pop off for five here coming up. I have a really strong feeling that it's going to happen. Ducks, any point in time for the remainder of the season, they'll get five here at home, and so we can get those free chicken sandies.
Another one we have here from Red from Buena Park. He said, light that lamp and play sweetness. I really love the Ducks' discipline. Only one penalty in their puck possession and management in all three zones. A complete team effort all around. Hope to see the same against the Lightning this weekend. Yeah, the Ducks have 2 days off before their next game on Sunday, but discipline was something that we've talked about. We talked about in the pregame show, Emerson, just Ducks could not take penalties. Head coach Greg Cronin told us this morning they cannot take penalties. Compared to the last game when they played against the Blackhawks last week, that resulted in a number of power play goals for the Hawks. So tonight, the fact that they only had one chance on the power play and the PK shut them down, great stuff.
Yes. No, special teams was a huge just boost for this hockey club here for the Anaheim Ducks. And I'm wondering, Red from Buena Park, if just that first line, light the lamp and play sweetness. And it's with the exclamation point. So light the lamp and play sweetness. I'm wondering if he's yelling that in his. Yeah, I'm wondering if he's yelling that in his car as he was typing that one. So that's good stuff there. It's poetry, so I like it.
Another part I noticed in this game, too, we're going to get to this text actually here. Fizz here, not happy to trade Leo's knee for a win. Of course, that was a big part of this game tonight. And with the absence of Leo Carlson, we saw some changing in the lines, of course. Mason McTavish getting a little bit of time up. Brett Leeson also getting rewarded with a little bit of time up. I also noticed Brett Leeson also at one point on the power play. So just kind of jumbling around, but clearly the chemistry was still there despite, unfortunately, losing Leo.
Yeah, no, Strome stepping up in that spot. But, yeah, Leo going down. You know, this Ducks team has faced too many injuries.
Too many.
At this point in the club, of course, just not too long ago announced that this Ducks team is the fifth or top five teams to have man games down in regards to injuries. So it's it hasn't been easy when it comes to that. But hopefully they can persevere. They sure persevered a lot through this hockey game after that injury, sticking up for one another and really fighting for their teammate, Leo Carlson.
You talked throughout the broadcast tonight, Emerson, about Mason McTavish. And I feel like, you know, he's had his ups and downs through this season. But just curious on what made him so effective in tonight's game.
Well, he was drawing penalties. He drew that one where he just took ownership of that puck. He took that puck, skated it, just passed the defensive zone blue line, and look, he just outskated the opposing player, and that player hauled him down, drew penalties. His pop-out play on the power play, it was a great pass from Troy Terry on the near side. He was the bumper. He pops out for a great one-timer. I just thought he generated the most looks for himself. He played positive shift in and shift out, and this was certainly his best game. They're probably in this last 5 to 10 games, I'd say.
Another person that stuck out in my mind from the Ducks tonight, Jackson Lacombe. He had a couple good looks in this game. You know, he had that shot early in the game, a really hard shot. And then he had that, it went straight into the net there, coast to coast.
Yeah, no, he goes coast to coast, and he just has those bursts of speed. Mm-hmm. Saw it both times in Minnesota there, where he might have been the best skater on the ice. But just going back to Mason McTavish as well, just a note that I just saw on the stat line, 7-5 in the faceoff circle, 58%. So that's big, too. Look, the Ducks, 60% win percentage, 40 for the Chicago Blackhawks. That probably has been the first game in quite some time where this Ducks team has come out on top when it comes to faceoff win percentage. And that's huge. Starting out with the puck. Lots, and the goal scoring was certainly easier because of it.
That's a good point, Emerson. That's something that also improved as the game went on, as the Ducks were down in, well, they were actually 50% after the first, but of course improving by the end of the game on that end. But as we talked in the last post-game show, Adam Henrique, Sam Carrick, two guys that were a big part of the faceoffs for the Ducks this season, no longer having them, so having to see different guys step up on that end. Ryan Strome on that end tonight, doing well as well, 67% in the faceoff circle. So great to see from him.
10 faceoff wins, that is a lot. So Ryan Strome, he had a productive game as well. Like you mentioned, slotting well when Leo Carlson went down. He's got two hits. And look, a lot of good things. And he, of course, had that scrap where he really showed well.
We're going to keep talking about this Ducks win tonight when we come back on the other side of the break.
It's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615. on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on you.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today. TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
DC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Talking about this Ducks win tonight over the Chicago Blackhawks. And I want to start this final segment. Mark from Anaheim, we have a reminder in Emerson's phone. He is going to talk to John Gibson and get the answer on the water bottle mystery. We are so sorry, but it was a great game tonight. We agree with you, and we love whenever you send us a message.
And so. I use Google Calendar, so I use the best calendar, and I got my note written there. I got my reminder, so I'll be dialed ready to ask Gibby what that situation's all about.
We will get that answer for you. I know we said that last time, but we got it. We got it this time.
Suri. We'll get it to you next time. Suri.
All right. Well, now we get the chance to hear from Lukasz Dostal as he spoke with the media following his first career NHL shutout.
Yeah, obviously, you know, shutout is something special, but obviously I'm just glad we could take a win. So obviously, as you said, we had a kind of a losing streak, so you know, just happy we could break it down.
When did you start thinking about a shutout?
I didn't really think about it, you know, just maybe like two minutes in the end I was thinking about it, but you know, I go puck by puck, shot by shot, you know, so I don't really worry about it, you know, like I just wanted that we're going to get a win, and that's the most important thing.
To ask your thoughts on some news from this morning, Sushanek signing a really good countryman in the organization, just your thoughts on him kind of joining your group of goalies here.
Yeah, it's I'm so happy for him, you know, obviously I know him. Since I was like, I don't know, maybe 15, you know, we have the same goalie coach back in Czech. So obviously I'm just so happy for him. You know, he had he had a great World Juniors and he never been drafted. So, you know, he just grinding out his way to be, you know, sign his first contract, and I'm happy for him.
You've had a lot of games this year where you face plenty of traffic. It's 29 saves tonight. Just
we played a great game, you know. I think we played a just simple game, you know. If we didn't have a play, we could have fought deep, you know, and we just played the right way, and you know, we got rewarded tonight, and you know, as I said, I'm just happy for the win.
Well, that kind of relief in this game, snapping the streak, Frank getting his 30th, he's going to decide when you get your first career shutout. Just the emotional high of that, and then of course kind of the downside of that to see Leo go down there in the second period.
Yeah, obviously I made a save there, so I didn't really see what happened. But then obviously I saw the replay, so obviously I'm happy for the Frank. You know, his 30th. But same note, like obviously you know Leo is an important player for us, and always excited to see a guy go down like that. So hopefully he's gonna be okay.
Thanks, Austin.
About, and that was his good friend Tomáš Sukenik getting that contract, the entry-level deal with the Anaheim Ducks. Fun fact there, Dostal actually told goaltender coach Sudsy about Sukenik, and that is how he got on the Ducks radar. So a pretty special full circle story for the two of them.
AD, I know I can always count on you to just have some pure magic when it comes to finding out those stories. I mean, that's phenomenal. That really
is.
I mean, it is a great story. Sudsy is a wonderful human being. And Lukáš Dostal, what a guy, right? And for him to help out his buddy like that he's known for quite some time, as you mentioned there. Good to see Sukenik, a former Western Hockey Leaguer. I got to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong team, the Tri-City Americans. I'm a Medicine Hat Tiger guy. But, look, he's a Western Hockey Leaguer. He looked great in that rookie face-off showcase there with all the, some teams and their prospects there early on in the year. He showed really well. It bought him a opportunity to play with the goals, and then that opportunity with the goals, he shined. He's got some great numbers. I mean, 12 wins. His wins loss record as far as that team, the situation, it hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
At least early on, out of the gate, that team is playing much better here recently. Great head coach Matt McIlvaine, and Sukenik's a big part of it. But I saw it firsthand in that rookie faceoff there in Vegas to start the season. He was dynamite.
All right, well, now we're going to get to hear from Alex Killorn down in the locker room after scoring two goals and this one to help the Ducks win.
All right, go ahead.
That's your goals for you tonight, and six in the last 10. What's been working with
you? I don't know. I think it's just the ebb and flows of the season, obviously. Coming here, getting hurt, and kind of being frustrated about scoring. You know, typically over a season, it kind of evens itself out. I'm happy it's coming around. I just want to continue to do that for the rest of the season.
Relief in tonight's game, I imagine. I mean, not only to snap the streak, but to snap it with a decisive win, and also to see Frank in his 30th.
Yeah, I think for him, you know, he's been sitting on 29 for a little bit, so just nice for him to get that and not have to worry about that anymore. He's obviously been playing great hockey. I think for us, though, it's been this is a huge game for us. With our, you know, we had some meetings. We wanted to get off the slide, so it was a great response for sure.
Was it to
Oh, yeah, it was great. That was his first shutout, so he's a great young goalie, and he's going to have a lot of shutouts in this league, so nice to be here for his first.
Do you feel like this is probably the most complete game that you've played all season?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the coaches get the scoring chances and all that. It didn't seem like they had, any high chance, or there might have been a couple, but not as many as we typically give up, so... And I like the way, we had, I think, one PK or two PKs. I like the way we made some adjustments. That was good. And we ended up scoring on the power play. So we won the special teams battle and the 5-on-5 battle.
PK 5-for-6 in these last two games. Do you feel like you guys are going to get your legs under you? I mean, obviously you lose four of your top five PK guys in short order. Now with the new personnel, do you feel like things are clicking a little better?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've also made some adjustments to the PK and I think it's gone well so far. You know, we still have a lot to go. We have a huge challenge Sunday with Tampa coming in their power play. So hopefully we can continue in that direction.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Teams battle, and I mean that was a really just a big part of it. Like we've talked about Emerson.
Yeah, and just their, in my opinion, it was more their ability to just move their feet and feel like they were the ones being a lot of, besides early on, they had some turnovers there that were unfortunate, led to some chances against, but after clearing that part of their game up, they came out really hot in the second period, of course, Of course, the fight by Ross Johnson really sparked his club, and I just thought they were never being down after a scrum or taking the extra penalty, which is great too. And yeah, it was just I think more about moving their feet, mm-hmm. hunting down pucks, and just playing clean hockey. And I thought they should have generated a lot more off the forecheck. It seemed like on some of the interference calls or lack thereof, I felt they could have went Anaheim's way. There was a couple chip and chase where you can go one way with the player, but as soon as you go back the other way and hold them up in that sense, it should be an interference call. And I felt that happen a couple times, mm-hmm. a couple non-calls. So as long as you're moving your feet, gives the opposing team trouble on their forechecks, everywhere on the ice, and that was certainly the case here tonight.
You can feel a little bit of the frustration from the Blackhawks, too. I mean, Connor Bedard taking two penalties in this game, the young rookie for the Blackhawks, something that maybe you don't see too often from him.
No, he's used to scoring goals, getting points, and not in the penalty box. So he's a student of the game. He loves being out there on that ice. And so, I mean, to your point, certainly frustrated and not an area that he wants to be, and that's the Simmons.
The Ducks' next game, Sunday, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Fitting to have Alex Killorn on the last listen there, as that's his former team. I actually had the chance to ask him earlier this morning if he's going to get to see any of his friends from the team. He said hopefully on Friday before, so tomorrow before the weekend, but still working on that. The Ducks taking on a Tampa Bay team that has won their last five in a row. They are in a playoff spot in the East right now. It's not going to be an easy one.
No, it's not. And they were, last time I checked, so it kind of caught me by surprise. Well, it shouldn't, actually, but they were tied 1-1. Well, that part was a surprise. It's not a surprise that they came out with the dub, right? That's current, I'm assuming. So anyway, it's whether it's San Jose Sharks, a team at the bottom of the totem pole, it was tied 1-1. They come out on top 4-1. So that was a nail biter there for a little bit, and a little bit into the game. And that's why I was kind of caught off guard. But they did indeed turn it around and take that one. So five in a row, like you said, it's not going to be easy. And Ducks got to bring their A game.
Final quack.
Let's hope Leo gets better as soon as possible. That is yet the second somewhat similar type of injury.
Mm-hmm.
It's never good, let alone two times in the season. So we'll just have to wait and see what the verdict is out of that one. But you just not only do we want to see Leo back and healthy, but good on the Anaheim Ducks for sticking up for one another. Mm-hmm. I want to see that moving forward for my final quack.
I'm with you. I hope that Leo's okay, too, and especially because, I mean, he just came back, had that concussion, now comes back, has to deal with this. You could see how much he was in pain when he went down very clearly, very quickly. I'm with you, Emerson. I think that's a great final quack. Hope he's okay, and the Ducks are ready to go for their next game on Sunday, which I want to give a little plug, is Women in Sports Night, the second annual. I will be a part of the panel on Sunday as the moderator. We're going to have four amazing women as a part of that: Annie Cammons, Denise White, Mackenzie Dern, and Helene Elliott. It's going to be awesome. We also have an event on Saturday. Jeannie Buss a part of that, a networking event that's going to be at Great Park Ice. I'm really excited for this weekend and looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, you got Mackenzie Dern in there once again, Helene Elliott. I mean, she's made a huge impact on the game. And AD, you've been spectacular in your young career, and big things to come for you as well.
Hopefully big things to come for the Anaheim Ducks on Sunday, too, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. A 5:30 start. We're going to have the pregame show for you at 5 o'clock on Sunday for Women in Sports Night. Hopefully, you know, the Ducks are able to come out as strong as they look tonight, bringing the energy once again on Sunday. And if you want to listen to the replay from this game tonight of Ducks and Blackhawks, stick around after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you, as always, for tuning in for the postgame show on Ducks Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
where he is.
We've got
all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Oh, everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perform for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The OC Hair Metal Meltdown. Great White. Slaughter. Quiet Riot. Center, Friday, June 21st. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit HondaCenter.com. You can't spell rock without OC.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.